Andrew, how are you, my man?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, before we get to the Jays, what is your thought? Like, I love Russell Martin, and I liked him even more when he said, "I think it's idiotic to put Sanchez in the bullpen," because to me, it's about, well, we're going to think of what the worst case scenario is, and that's what we're going to base our decision on. So we'll be protective of him based on that.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, I do understand where the Jays are coming from on the issue, even though there's not a whole lot of science to back it up. And I understand Martin as well, because, you know, those you don't get to the big leagues by not being competitive. And obviously Martin wants to have the best pitcher that the Jays have, you know, continue to be a starter for them. But yeah, you're exactly right about, you know, playing to the worst case scenario, which I think has driven a lot of the conversation that I've heard around here about it as well. And I think that's irresponsible is maybe a touch too far, but people are very kind of casually talking about, well, Tommy John surgery for him, and no, you know, if he, you know, continues to use his arm the way that he has, that's not how it works, right? So
exactly.
I understand them not wanting, you know, being concerned about the wear and tear, but I think on the other end, there's stuff we the conversation's just been sort of weird about the whole thing, I think.
So has Sanchez? Because even Russell Martin said in his interview, he said, well, I think ultimately it comes down to Sanchez. Well, like, what's he saying? Because I got to think the way he's pitching and mowing down guys, like, he's never looked. And I went back through his game manager. I couldn't see an inning that he's ever even been longer on, like, than 22, 25 pitches, I think it was. Like, the guy's been so good.
No, he's been absolutely tremendous. And I don't know what he's thinking. One thing that maybe sort of sticks out in my mind that I remember writing about last year was about his ability to go deep into games, because I think if fans remember when they had the big three, the Lansing three, Syndergaard and Sanchez and, you know, Nicolino or whoever else was there who haven't amounted to as much, they piggybacked them was the concept. You know, they would only have them start for so long, and then they would have someone else come in, with the object being to help their arms and to not really put too much stress on their arms going forward. And so when he got to the big leagues as a starter at the start of last season, if you look through his minor league game logs, you know, he was, you know, coming out of games after, you know, 85, 95 pitches. He'd barely gone over 100 pitches in a game until he started starting into the big league, where he's, you know, been asked to go a lot deeper into games and you know, had those are obviously more high-stress innings. And so maybe that's part of the calculation as well, is the fact that he just wasn't built up in the same way. He wasn't used to going deep into games in the way that another pitcher has. Because I think that's part of the concern about the arm health, is that it's not just about a certain specific number of innings or a certain specific number of pitches. It's about the type of innings. It's about the stress in the arm. It's about, you know, like you say, you don't want a lot of 30, 40 pitch innings. You want, if you're pitching, you know, efficient innings, it's a completely different animal. And I would hope, and it seems like the Jays have, you know, been considering all this stuff. It's just that they've sort of ended up erring on the side of caution in a way that I think is frustrating to a lot of fans and frustrating to the team as well. And understandably so, because Sanchez has just been such a big part of why they've been so great this year.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com. Like, I could see it if the guy was maybe their number four or number three starter, but hell, he's been their ace, right? Like, it's really concerning in that sense, because they're in a great race, but it's not like they're well comfortable and home and guaranteed to get to the playoffs, because, like, you want to win the AL East, because in that wild card one game, anything can happen, man. I that's definitely not an ideal situation after 162 games. And I know, yeah, I think I read your article about Shapiro, and he spoke. So, because I've been reading different things. So is their plan that they would just limit his innings, but he would potentially again start in October if they make the postseason? Or is, if he's going to the bullpen, he remains in the bullpen come hell or high water?
I think it's that he remains in the bullpen. Shapiro, in an interview here in Toronto this week, that idea was floated to him, and I think he felt that that would be even more stressful potentially, and that would be. So I don't think going to the bullpen for a spell and then coming back as a starter, building back up, is an option for the team. What's interesting, and also, you know, somebody pointed this out to me on Twitter today, and made a good point, is that you know, there were guys like Matt Harvey and Steven Strasburg who were shut down sort of famously because of concerns about their arm. But those two were guys who were coming off of Tommy John surgery.
Exactly.
Sanchez isn't coming off Tommy John. And then you look to a guy like Sale, who, you know, was just at the trade deadline, as we're coming into the trade deadline, we've talked about his potential blockbuster deal. He's one of the best pitchers in the game, probably one of the two, three best pitchers in baseball. And he had a pretty big innings jump earlier in his career and was a guy who a lot of people thought was a reliever and was his delivery wouldn't be able to handle the stresses of the big leagues. And the White Sox have done a terrific job in managing that. And, I think I remember him that he would just get skipped the occasional start, or if it was ever not feeling right, they would be careful with him, but they still let him pitch, and he's been fine. So there's two sides to the issue, and I think that's where the controversy comes in, and you wonder, and you hope they're not, but you wonder how much the Blue Jays are thinking, if we do let him do this, and he does eventually get hurt, which pitchers inevitably do regardless, it just kind of looks bad on them. I would hope that's not a calculation for them, but maybe there's some of that going on as well.
Yeah, I think if you start worrying too much, you want to do some basic common sense stuff to prevent injuries, yes, but the reality is there's no guarantee on it, and there's no science that says what they're doing will improve his chances not to have Tommy John surgery in the future. There's nothing that I've ever read.
No, exactly. No, you're right. It's all any attempts to make that conclusion has been debunked. There's the Verducci effect, which Tom Verducci of SI said, the young pitcher was a huge red flag for future injury or underperformance if he goes beyond, 30% more innings than he pitched in the previous season. And it doesn't work. The science doesn't work. It's wrong. So they can't be basing it on that because there is really no science to it, So it's confounding, but also they've sort of left the door open still a little bit. I mean, the Shapiro, on one hand, has been definitively, he's not going to start the rest of the year. And yet, there's still a bit of crack of light through there. And hopefully that's something that happens. Hopefully they just can't make themselves do it because he's just been so valuable to them. Because, pitchers are going to get hurt, no matter what you do. You can abuse them, but I don't think this qualifies as abuse if they let him just continue to pitch. And so, when you have an opportunity like the Jays have this year, it is dumbfounding that they might actually do it. Oh. And yet here we are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us. Andrew, should we start calling him Ricky Henderson / Jose Bautista with all that home run power in the number one slot?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's great to see. I'm sure he's quite happy to see his power coming back and to see him starting to turn it around and finally look like the Jose Bautista of old, except when he's, trying to throw a baseball from right field, because the arm I don't think is ever coming back. But it's been terrific, and I'm real cool with him leading off, even though, I think when it first happened, you hate to see solo home runs, and that's what we've sort of seen this whole series, obviously. Which when you have a power hitter in the number one spot, there's at least one plate appearance every game where he's going to come up with nobody on base for sure, which is maybe a little counterproductive, but it's working right now. I think it's a great thing that he gets the opportunity to hit more times in the game than anybody else. If the lineup turns over at the end of the game, it's right back to Bautista. You don't have to wait to get into your really best hitters. I think in terms of his contract, in terms of what the Blue Jays need offensively, it's great to see him start to show signs that what he was hitting like before the injury is behind him.
Are you surprised that Barney has moved ahead of Ryan Goins in the organization's eyes? What do you think Barney does better?
They're similar. I mean, I think honestly, it was sort of at the start of the year, Goins just was not hitting at all. It doesn't help Goins' case that he has options left, so he can be sent to the minor leagues, whereas I think Barney can't, or he would have to go through waivers and they'd probably lose him. So that just naturally, like you see with relievers, the guys with options end up being the guys who, when there's a roster crunch and when there's two, there's not enough room on the 25-man roster, those are the guys who end up going down. But I Barney was it cooled off a bit, and I think there were people who were fans calling for Barney to get a lot more playing time when he was really hitting well, and I think the Blue Jays smartly understood that. He's had a lot of chances to hit in the big leagues and has never really shown that he can be a guy who hits enough to be an everyday player, but is a terrific backup guy. He's a guy who's not going to lose you games and is just a solid veteran. They obviously like him. They had him last year and he became a free agent and they brought him back. So, yeah, I'm not terribly surprised that Goins is sort of behind him on the depth chart, but I think they like both players. I just think it happens to be that Goins is the one who it's easier to shuffle away to Buffalo for a bit, and then, in September they'll both be back, and I'm sure Goins will be getting a bunch of playing time as well.
This Houston series, has it surprised you at how low scoring and really how good of pitching's been on both sides?
You know, Houston, that's a team that can pitch for sure. They've got that stupid field, too, with the dumb hill in it.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? Like, who designed that?
Yeah, I kind of get what they're going for. You know, everybody, you play baseball when you're a kid, there's obstacles and stuff, but, it's the big leagues. I don't quite understand where they were going with that. But, yeah, the Astros can really pitch. They've got a tremendous bullpen. I mean, they're in a playoff race themselves, and they traded the Blue Jays' Scott Feldman for a minor leaguer, so that, I think, speaks to the depth of their bullpen. And their starting pitchers have obviously been excellent this year as well. The Blue Jays have too, which, I don't take for granted, or I don't say secondarily, but it still, surprises me sometimes that, Marco Estrada is an ace, because I remember Marco Estrada for years when he wasn't, and it's taken a long time to come around to this idea that, this really is what he is. He really can do this. And then you had Stroman, who was, looked like the Stroman that everybody wanted to see, all year, all last year, in the game that he pitched, all the strikeouts, and really was tremendous. It's been a great series. It would have been a series with a lot of playoff atmosphere had there been fans in Houston, I think. But they seem to struggle a little bit, almost like they were intentionally bad for a bunch of years and are struggling to win back that market, which is too bad because they're a really great team. They're an interesting team. I thought this series was going to be dangerous for the Blue Jays because they had such a poor time last year. They were swept in Houston. The year before was, I think they were 1-3 in Houston because that happened. They happened to be there when the trade deadline happened, and Batista and Casey Jansen made the comments in the media about being upset that the Jays didn't add anybody, and then they sort of went into a funk immediately after that. So it hasn't been a real happy place for the Blue Jays lately. So to see them doing all right so far, and to see a series of tight games, it's been terrific, and yeah, especially well pitched.
Andrew, always good to catch up with you, man. We'll talk more Jays as the deeper we get into the season. I think the more exciting it gets as the playoff race heats up. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Anytime.